Off the ball.
Rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had it at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both monster people.
Whoever gets over the line. Try from Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78. Off the Ball's Rory O'Hagan here with you, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes. Look back on Munster's excellent performance against the All Blacks 15 at a sold out Thomond Park. We'll look at some of the good Munster performers on the day, and we'll have a little look ahead to Ireland and New Zealand as well. That's all to come on this week's episode of the Red 78. Now, you can answer your club's call and win €10,000 for your rugby club with the Bank of Ireland Never Stop Competing Challenge. Teams from across Munster will go head-to-head in the ultimate catching competition for a shot at glory for their club. If you think nobody can beat you at catching a high ball, this is your chance to prove it. Round up two teammates and take part at Thomond Park on November 30th. Plus, everyone who competes gets a free ticket to see Munster take on the Emirates Lions. So, what are you waiting for? Enter now at neverstopcompetingchallenge.ie or ask your local rugby club for details. Fiona, Alan, a pleasure as always to be in your company. How are you guys?
Good, Rory.
Cunny, how are you doing?
Very good, Rory. Thanks. Yeah, it was a busy week now. The internationals are coming up. Munster have a break for a couple of weeks, but I was in Thomond Park and Saturday. The atmosphere was great. I'm not sure if Fiona met it. She was looking for tickets, but
I saw her Instagram. She was there, yeah.
Scrambling at the last minute to get some tickets. But yeah, it was an unbelievable occasion, to be fair. And players seem to really go out and give it everything. Given the week that was in it, in the build-up to it, with the announcement of Graham Rowntree and all that stuff. So, yeah, great atmosphere. Unfortunately, they lost. They were close enough near the end, and two breakaway tries. But lots of positives to come out of the game. Some issues that we've spoken about in previous weeks. But yeah, it was a special occasion anyway.
Yeah, cracking night at Thomond Park. We'll dig deeper into that in a second. First off, a number of comments reaching us, Fiona Hayes.
Yeah, so thanks again for sending them in, and I'll read out a couple here. You have JJ Casey. It was a great to be there. Marvellous occasion. The out half issue was critical to the outcome of the game. When the game was in the balance, there was no one with the confidence willing to get in the pocket for a drop goal. Paul O'Sullivan has good performance from the team. They showed a lot of fight, stayed in the game for a long time, but the same problems arose in the line out and the scrum got beaten up, falling off tackles. But other than that, it was positive giving the tough week both players and coaches had. John Lynch, the Munster Brains Trust should harness their French connections. Raj, Dunica, James Coughlin, Noel Mack, Germany Davidson, etc., and identify a pair of rough, tough, scrummaging props. Top 14 are Pro D2 and get them over here as medical jokers ASAP. No need to go outside the EU. Keane McGivney, some good play in the game, a good occasion. Has the break come at the right time for a reset within Munster Rugby, both on and off the field and in the boardroom?
So thank you for your comments on the show. If you want to get in touch with us on the show, you can tweet Quinny or Fiona. We'll give out their Twitter accounts a little bit later on. Quinny, as you said, look, that was a good night out at Thomond Park. It was a decent Munster performance. The place was sold out. The place was rocking. As you said, two late tries kind of flattered the All Blacks a bit. But overall, a decent Munster performance.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think the feeling coming out of the stadium was that. And look, we probably mentioned this the same narrative after Leinster 3 or 4 weeks previously when they had that horrendous start and then they rolled up the sleeves and showed a lot of passion and fight to try and claw their way back into the game. A few similarities last Saturday night. The All Blacks 15 went 14-0 up, two tries fairly early on. It looked fairly ominous and that it was going to be a difficult night for Munster and that they were going to be chasing their tails for the night. But great credit to them. They fought back. I think Mike Haley scored a try, then they get a penalty try. A couple of missed conversions, which was you know, towards the end of the game, before the two breakaway tries, Munster are 2 points down, and I think 73rd or 4th minute, and they're putting pressure on the All Blacks line, and some of those kicks were possibly crucial. You know, they made some mistakes then, and they were punished. But that was probably the theme of the night. That and the pleasing thing leaving the stadium was the fight, and it wasn't just solely kind of energy and work rate and passion. They played really well at times, and given the limitation around the set piece, which is again was costly for them. You know, the lineup was actually a lot better, even though they lost a couple. It was 88%, but a lot of the ball they were winning was towards the front of the lineup, and again, it affects your attack and what you want to do out in the back line. The scrum was 50%, so again, very costly. And you think how close it was towards the end of the game. It was only 2 points in it. So the pleasing part was obviously some of the play and the endeavour to try and attack, the work rate and collective kind of effort out of everyone was really good. So I think it was important. That sounds like you're kind of clutching at straws. It's another loss, but I think it was one of those nights that could have been. It was a dangerous prospect in a sense on the back of three kind of negative results that, you know, if the All Blacks 15 ran away and put 30, 40 points on Munster here, it would have been a very somber mood leaving the place. So, you know, there's loads of kind of positives in a sense, some of the individual performances and of course, academy players coming on. There was six or seven of them involved in the game. You know, you didn't have Nankivell, you didn't have John Klein. Loads of front row injuries we've spoken about. Edwin Odogbo, you'd love to see him in a match like that. His power, and I think some of the messages that are coming in the last few weeks, not just this week, is all about lacking a little bit of power and ball carriers and stuff like that. So we'll talk about it at the end. But you look at the Ireland pack and the options they have of carriers, powerful carriers, real energy in the carry and stuff like that. It's obviously difficult to have that much kind of quality ball carriers in your side. But you know, Gavin Coombs is probably the biggest and most effective ball carrier Munster have, and he's getting double teamed, triple teamed at times. So again, the injury profile will help that situation when hopefully you get the likes of Ollie Yeager back, Dave Kilcoyne, Jeremy Lochman, maybe Sean Odogbo will get some involvements, Edwin Odogbo back in there. It changed the picture a little bit, but we've probably spoken a lot about the injuries. So it's really looking at the team that went out in the field. It was probably lacking a bit of power, but the effort and the work rate out of the players and some of the quality they showed was really good. So again, the game could have got away from them, and they stayed in the fight. And it was unfortunate at the end because, you know, you kind of mentioned it was to get that close. I think the best team won, and the best team won probably by that score, which was, you know, 14-point score difference, and that probably was where they were at. A lot of people questioned, you know, in the All Blacks first team obviously were playing in Twickenham and it's a different squad, but so you know, a very depleted Munster side. And you could say a second stroke, third string, All Black side, but some serious quality in that team. You know, there's seven or eight of them having capped. There's number seven, Du Plessis Corrieffi. What a player. Phenomenal player. And just that explosive power, both their wingers, so dangerous, so powerful. Their centres were huge, really powerful guys as well. So yeah, given all the circumstances, everything that went on the week before, the quality of a lot of these players who were all playing, the vast majority playing Super Rugby and getting a lot of attention in New Zealand, it was they can certainly take positives out of it. And you know, when you go in after a game at any level, if you can kind of look at your fellow players and say, well, you rolled up the sleeves and you got stuck in and you gave it everything. The mistakes, of course, you analyze them, and some of the issues that were there in previous weeks were still there. Hopefully, they can be addressed. And when they get back into the URC, they've got to try and start winning games. But, you know, Dermot Kilgallen was another Really big positive. The two wingers, Shane McCarthy, got loads of touches of the ball. Tom Farrell was really good as well. Thomas Ahern, he needs more matches. He had moments. You know, Finian Witchley made so many tackles. The front row, Archer, John Ryan, at numerous carries, and big work rate as well from all of them. Dermot Barnes. So look, you know, you will be picking it in a few minutes, the start of the week, but you know, there's no player in that side that I could say wasn't, you know, getting stuck in or putting their body on the line. So again, maybe we're clutching at straws as Munster people, but it was one of those performances that you could say, right, okay, I can accept that. Take out the mistakes, but I can accept the body language and the effort that they put in. And on another day, they, you know, as I said, they could have scored towards the end and gone ahead. And I think if they went ahead there in the 73rd or 4th minute, I think they would have held on. They gave an intercept away right at the end, and the other one was from a lost line out and a mix up in defensively. So yeah, overall, pleasing turnout for Munster.
Yeah, Fiona, there was a great buzz in this buzz in the last 10 minutes when Munster, like, you think, right, there's a chance here that they're gonna to beat the All Blacks.
Yeah, and you know, after the start, just even going in at half time, the crowd, I remember everyone getting up to their seats. There was no one going to get a beer early because they were watching it right up until that penalty try. And it brought a bit from the start of the game, I suppose, to that whole second half. It was real roller coaster of emotion, and it was just the crowd were in it. It was brilliant to watch, and certainly I felt up until the end of the game, until that minute Quinny talking about with that last line out and the mix up there. You know, there was character. They had a chance to really go after them, and I thought Thomond Park in particular was brilliant, Rory, how everyone stayed. It was packed out right till the end. I've seen numerous videos online from the All Blacks just commenting on the atmosphere that was there, and it's been a long time. I suppose I'm always up there, but it's been a long time since I've seen that, and I really felt the crowd got behind these young guys. Even that Evan O'Connell turnover, everyone around me, the whole side of the stand was up in their feet shouting, you know, and it's having these young guys make these big moments was huge for this team as well. And to have him come off the bench, Ruan Quinn, there was just some particular good performances. But like Quinny said, the errors were there. But I think from a match point of view, if you stand back and look at everything that happened, this isn't really a competitive game as such. I think it delivered what it needed to do, and the crowd were certainly behind the team. Obviously, a win would have been huge for these guys to push on. But I certainly felt everyone leaving the stadium, like Quinny said, there was smiles on faces, good crack, and a good buzz around the place.
Yeah, Cunny, because it was such an odd week, I suppose, with Graham Rowntree in his departure being announced earlier on in the week. So the Munster fans, I suppose, just needed a bit of a lift, and that performance certainly gave them that.
Yeah, I did, and that was probably the one thing I was dreading going into Thomond Park was, you know, how many people would ask me what's going on, what's happening, and you know, you're not being able to tell people that. I know as much as anyone else, that there was a bit of a divide in where everyone was going, and that's obvious. It's easy to kind of figure that out, in the direction the way the coaching staff were going, and you know. I suppose it was such a shock, that whole week, and they had to try and refocus, get out and coach a team, the other coaches, and prepare for the game. But you know, I always talk about a bit of optimism. Munster in a tough place at the moment, and everybody knows that. But you know, to see a bit of optimism there and see the atmosphere, as Fiona said, it was brilliant. And you know, you just go back to South Africa 2 years ago in Cork. That was a great occasion as well in Porky Creeve. He started the Maoris game, the Australia game in 2010, the game in 08, the opening of the stadium. They're all special nights, so it was great to see Munster people come out. And you know, there was a few New Zealand people, fans there as well, and they loved it. It was a real unique occasion. Ultimately, the result wasn't the most important thing. I think the important thing was to try and you know, be in the fight and bring kind of passion into that jersey again, and that's what they did. So it's been a tough start to the season for them, and you know, you have to give the players credit for stepping up and getting stuck in, because if you're a player last week and you're getting told that kind of information of we spoke about self-confidence, self-belief, all that kind of stuff within the squad, and then there's a change like this, it just kind of rocks everyone, really. So they would have had to deal with that, focus on preparing and training, and then go out and play like that at the end of the week. So yeah, it was a great occasion, and again, it sounds, for people outside of Munster, they might think, oh God, you lost another game, but to be there, to hear the crowd, and the important part of this, Rory, is Munster were right in it, so that even that second half, the crowd, it was electric. The big Evan O'Connell's turnover, moments like that, a steal in the line out, you know, there was some noise there, and it was great. And it just reminds people how great Thomond Park can be, and how special the Munster fans, when they get behind their team, can be. So, you know, I've always said it: if you they'll respond if you get stuck in and give it everything. And they did that at the weekend. So yeah, they have a break now. I think you mentioned about the couple of weeks. Is it a good time? Well, absolutely a good time. I think it is a bit of a recess. You know, Nankivell wasn't there. I met him before the game. He's such a good player. Tacker Abrahams is missing. Shane Daly wasn't there. You know, the internationals, they're not there. Calvin Nash. You know, you get these players back and you have a real crack against anyone. And we mentioned all the forwards that are missing. So, yeah, these next couple of weeks are about, you know, obviously they've got to train and do fitness blocks and all that kind of stuff. You can't just take a few weeks off and try to rebuild themselves a little bit. And hopefully then for what is going to be a really important month for them in December. Well, starting the end of November against the Lions, and then they've got European games, which if they get some of their players back and you know, you get results in the first couple of games and other casts away in one of them, Stade Francais at home, it's you know, you get a good start in Europe, and suddenly post-Christmas, we saw what they did going to Toulon last year. You know, you can imagine they can turn their season around, absolutely. Get up the table in the URC and maybe look for a home knockout game in Europe. And who knows when you come towards it. It's a long way away. I shouldn't even be going there. But I'm just kind of thinking the way I'm thinking, if I'm a player in there or if I'm a coach, that's what you have to try and do. You've got to try and get a positive mentality again, because they've had a tough period of time with results and what happened with Graham Rowntree last week.
Yeah, just on Graham Rowntree, Fiona, I suppose I'd imagine you were asked 100 times who's going to come in and take over from Graham Rowntree when you're up at Thomond Park on Saturday. Jason Holland ruled himself out of the running. Ronan O'Gara's ruled himself out of the running. So it remains to be seen. And like, I suppose nobody's any the wiser. I'd imagine it's a closely guarded secret who they're looking at in Munster.
Yeah, look, and you know, we were having a quick chat off air before we started. It's all dependent on who goes for it. There could be a name thrown in the hat there that you haven't heard of, you know, that's over in New Zealand, some young up and coming coach that impresses. But like we talked about it a little bit last week, and I've said it a couple of times, I'm huge on, you know, those homegrown coaches and being given a shot. And I feel like Prendy in particular is someone I'd love to see. I'm sure he'll interview well. I'm sure he'll be in the running for it. But it's about taking a chance on these people as well, because sometimes I think you, at the top, it's hard to, you know, you look at that, you think of X factor, and it's coaches coming in from different countries with different styles, be it the other hemisphere or coming over from England. And a lot of the talent at home, you know, is growing and growing. And certainly Prendy has been in that assistant role. We've seen him. He's been in that AIL level. He knows it all. And I'd love to see someone like him take a step up. And I know he just signed a contract last week as well. I'm a huge Noel Mack fan. I think he's brilliant. And what he's done over in Bordeaux, what he did with the 20s. He's someone that we let out of the system, and I would have loved to seen him coming back as well in some sort of capacity, but he is doing brilliant over in Bordeaux. And I think he's added another 3 years onto his contract or 2 years onto his contract. But certainly I think unless it's I know there's a lot of talk about a director of rugby, maybe type of role coming in and having a coaching staff underneath that. That's certainly someone, maybe you could get a big name in there, someone who's been around the block. But as of head coach, it's hard to pick, but I wouldn't be doubting any of those guys that are already in the setup, especially Prendy. I'd love to see him getting a crack. We've seen how the offense, how the attack has changed, and Quinny'd know him very well. He's a personable type of character, and having someone like that come in, you know, being able to build with the players, having that relationship there. But I would imagine he'd tow all the coaches in line with him as well. And it's a tough job, you know, it's not all about on field. A lot of stuff goes on there, dealing with boards and backroom stuff, and you know, as Rowntree said, looking for players and not getting them. So it is tough, but I love the idea of a homegrown coach coming into the role.
And that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we discuss the All Blacks game in a bit more detail and we look ahead to Ireland versus New Zealand tomorrow night, you become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot,